What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. So very glad to have Congresswoman Lucy McBath on sharing with us today. A pleasant good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm excited. These last few days, got my boots on and out there in the field and ready to win.
Wonderful. That's right. And we're all looking forward to that. I wanted to ask you about what's your story behind really wanting to fight for change, getting into the political landscape and representing, your district and representing people. What led to that?
Well, thank you for the question. What people probably don't really know about me is I was born in a civil rights household. My father was Illinois branch president of the NAACP for about 20 to 25 years, served on the executive board. So I grew up in the civil rights movement. Roy Wilkins, all of those individuals, people that my parents really worked with and spent a lot of time with. I was at the age of 3, I was in the stroller at the March on Washington. And so I have been in marches and rallies at night when I was a kid. I had no idea who all these people were in my house all the time, but they were the volunteers getting prepared for the rallies and for the marches, and they were creating signs and all that. And I remember all the Motown music that's playing in the background, and people were just energized and really fighting for freedom. So that's kind of how I grew up. That is what I have always understood. My experiences have been is fighting for people's freedoms and also just really understanding and making sure that everybody has a voice. And then I think everything that I saw, everything I experienced as a young woman, as a child, when Jordan was murdered, all of that that's in my DNA just came to the surface. And everything I can remember seeing my parents do, in the marches and the rallies, because I remember as a small kid, I would be walking and they had my hand, on either side, and we were singing "We Shall Overcome." And so all of that is part of who I am in my DNA. And it came to fruition once Jordan was murdered because I refused to keep my mouth shut. And I refused to let what happened to me and my family, and just even shortly before Jordan was Trayvon, and what we've seen continuously in communities of color, I just refused to let that happen and just let people off the hook, let members of Congress off the hook, let the clergy off the hook, yes, let our civic leaders and our municipal leaders off the hook, because people are dying every single day. And why was there no one willing to take on this extremist gun culture that we're living in? And so when the opportunity came for a seat in Congress. I had to be convinced to run because I never run for office before. Outside of the experience that I had with my parents, I was one of the mothers of the movement with Secretary Clinton in 2016 as we traveled around the country with her on behalf of gun violence policy. But I myself didn't have any idea how to run a campaign or how to run for Congress. But what I understood and what I knew is that too many of our children were dying in America and nobody was willing to do anything about it. And I felt like, well, whether I win or not, I'm still going to encourage people to go to the polls on this issue because it is a matter of life or death.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And sometimes we never know what we experience, how it can really help others, you know, as we move forward on our journeys. And so we appreciate, you know, great women like you who are saying, you know, I experience, but I want to help others. And it brings me to my next question. As a mother, and as even speaking for mothers and women at large, what is at stake in this election?
Oh, my goodness. That is such a heavy, heavy question. Well, you know, speaking of life or death, this election is about life or death.
Yeah.
It truly, truly is. Do we live in freedom going forward? Or do we die to the past that kept us, we weren't empowered to live freely in the country as the Declaration of Independence says that we should? So it is a matter of choosing life or death. Mm. When it comes to gun safety, which I care very deeply about, as I do everything, but you know, that's an issue that's near and dear to my heart as I continue to fight. For me, it's about safety. It's about making sure that we all can live in our communities freely. If we're not able to have in the White House those individuals that care about our welfare and our safety, all the work that we've done in Congress, the bipartisan Safer Communities Law, a lot of that work was mine. I mean, a lot of that we've been able to have, a first office in the White House specifically relegated to gun safety, all that goes away. So when it comes to the ability to make these life-saving decisions about, you know, also what we do with our bodies as women and
that's
men
right.
Mm-hmm. as well. So it's about life. And it's about death. And when it comes to affordable, quality health care that helps us all survive these health scares, I'm a 2-time breast cancer survivor. So there again, I would not be here without having been afforded the quality care that I needed, that we all deserve.
That's right.
So
that's right.
There again, it's about life or death. So yes, the stakes are very, very high. Mm-hmm. The energy is very, very high because people understand and know, I think finally they know it is about life or death going forward, moving forward, or being pulled back, and we're not going back.
That's right. That's right. We're not going back. So does that really mean that we're looking at two extremes of leadership when you talk about life and death, you know, in this presidential election, dictatorship versus democracy? I mean, what are we looking at right about now, like with these two leaders, Republican, Democrat, Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump?
What I'd like to say is that we're looking at a new path forward, a new way forward, as the vice president says, a new way forward, a new future, a future that is inclusive, that is respects diversity, that respects our differences, that respects the fact that all of us have come here from somewhere else.
Right, right.
You know, the fact that, you know, it just respects our ability to live in the country safely, to have access to a global and stellar education in our public schools.
That's right.
Also to have access to healthcare that we all deserve. Clean, safe, affordable housing. I'm so excited about her plan for affordable housing for people.
I'm so
excited about her plan for making sure that our small business community, they get a leg up, giving them resources to be able to start fresh and start new and start on an equal playing field. These are the kinds of visions that we need, that people in America are starving for.
Yes.
And so, you know, we know that voting is the foundation of our democracy. And we've been, you know, out, and she and Tim Walz, and I was just with Mrs. Walz yesterday as she came out to my my district and everything, and just really helped to energize so many of our really dedicated voters and volunteers that are on the ground here in Georgia, but just really willing to make sure that our communities and our neighbors have the resources that they need to make their voices heard at the ballot box. And, you know, this is the kind of vision that she and Tim Walz afford us.
Yes.
And so we've got to latch on to that with every fiber of our being. It is, I mean, it's paramount. Our survival is paramount to her vision for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it goes back, life or death.
Yeah.
Does every voice really matter? Because some people think, well, you know, I shouldn't vote today. I shouldn't vote. But does every vote really matter?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
Every vote absolutely matters. And I know that there are folks out there who are concerned. And I know that there are people out there that are feeling disempowered or they, you know, despite all of the, you know, the false narratives and the misinformation and all the intimidation. And, you know, I've talked to some young people who were not considering voting, and I had to have one-on-one conversations with those people.
Okay.
Like, tell you why you need to have them. I mean, why you need to vote. But yeah, absolutely. Every vote matters, because what I try to get people to understand is that to be able to have President Biden and Vice President Harris in office, that was their vote that did that.
That's right.
That was their vote that made that possible.
Yes.
That because they were engaged, because they were stakeholders, because they utilized their voice to express what's important to them at the ballot box, they did that. So all the policies that have been passed, the infrastructure law, the bipartisan Safer Communities law, CHIPS and Science, I mean, everything that has been done on their behalf is because of their vote, their voice. So, yes, it matters. And we've got to be willing to be stakeholders and invested in our own futures, or else we perish.
Yeah, we do. If we're not invested, can you address voter oppression and voter intimidation?
Well, we know that Georgia is no stranger to that.
Woo!
And I like to say right here in the bastion of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
You know, people know here how important the right to vote is, because
right.
a lot of what was fought and died for was right here in
mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So the proposed rules that we saw in our state's election boards, they were a threat. Just, we have to be honest, they were a threat to all of the years of progress that we've made as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't allow these bad actors to tear our democracy apart.
That's
we
right.
We can't allow that. And I'm so encouraged that the rules were overturned. So see, we do see democracy at work.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We have to stay invested in it because it does work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a legal expert, however, you know, but what's clear is that we know Donald Trump and his acolytes and his followers, you know, on the state election board, you know, they're trying to pave a way for him to once again, you know, infuse the chaos and the divisiveness in our elections, and we're not going to stand for that.
That's right. That's
we're
right.
We're not going to stand for that. And like I said before, I'm a daughter of civil rights leaders, you know, and being at that march in Washington as a young girl, I don't remember it. My parents told me I was three. I don't remember it, but I know that I was there. You know, we've got to stay ready to defend our democracy and defend our right to vote, our precious right to vote at all costs. We cannot be complacent.
Yeah, yeah, we can't. We can't afford to. When we look at where we are now and even our future, that's right. And it's not going backwards. What would you suggest that, you know, like voters, early voting day, election day, how should they be prepared going to the polls? Should they know who's on the ballot, you know, review a sample ballot? What are some of the things that you think voters should be prepared for in voting?
Well, definitely, I will tell you, I hope and pray that people are very aware of who is on the ballot. And what I will say is, in spending so much time out in the field now, I have determined myself personally to make sure that people understand who is down ballot.
Okay.
Down ballot races are just as equally important as who's running at the top of the ticket, because the down ballot races define what happens policy wise within the state of Georgia, within our own states.
Okay.
We talk about what happens with housing, what happens with education, what happens with food assistance, what happens with reproductive rights. You know, states are making their own decisions. So those down ballot candidates are extremely critical because they're the ones that are able to help execute the vision that we have for our own democracy, for our own autonomy right here in Georgia. And what I say is that when we have elected leaders that don't have our best interest at heart, the best way to change what's happening stateside is our down ballot candidates. So have a plan. Have a plan. Know where you need to vote. Know where your polling station is. I have been a product of extreme gerrymandering twice now.
I'm
running for my third district in 6 years because of the gerrymandering. And it is designed to confuse you and to sow chaos so that you don't know what district you're in, who's running as your elected official. So make a plan. Do your research. Make sure you know, one, where your polling station is. Make sure you know what the polling hours are. But please make a plan. And just make sure that you, at all costs, let nothing dissuade you from getting there. Make sure you know who's on the ballot. Make sure you know who you're voting for. Make sure you understand the ballot initiatives, the referendums. Like I vote in Cobb County, we had initiatives on tax exemptions, all those kinds of things. You got to understand what you are voting for when you walk in there. So just be prepared, be diligent, at just like you're doing your homework you do in school.
That's right.
Do your homework before you go.
That's right. That's right. Congresswoman Lucy McBath, when you think of Black women in leadership, Shirley Chisholm, Vice President Kamala Harris, and even yourself, what comes to mind? And are you inspired by seeing other women like you?
Oh, my God. I'm so inspired. I am so proud to be a woman. And I'm so very proud to be a Black woman, a woman of color. I cannot tell you. I am so inspired because before I was even elected to Congress, you know, I heard stories from my parents and I read the stories and I studied in school, you know, all of these wonderful legends of the civil rights movement and women who came before me. And all the progress that we've made in this country has been built upon who they are and what they've done and what they've been able to accomplish. Women like Barbara Jordan. I mean, I talk about her all the time. And even though she was only in Congress 6 years, the tremendous impact that she made. Shirley Chisholm, first woman, African-American woman to run for president in the United States. She broke down barriers. She broke down walls. And I can go on and on again. So, yes. I mean, women, Black women, stand up. Black women, be proud of who we are, because we are the most invested in this nation. We have been doing our homework. We've been on the front lines. We've been the armor bearers for justice.
Yes,
and this
yes.
time is no different now. We have to intercede, continue to intercede for our families, our communities, and our future generations. So Black women, stand up. Do awesome. Your job. Let's do our Black job.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate you so much. Any closing words, closing thoughts?
Well, just, you know, be blessed. Know that also, too, I want people to understand this is a spiritual battle that we are fighting.
Yes, it is.
We're fighting a battle for the soul of not only Georgia, but our nation.
Amen.
And so if you're a person of faith, you need to look at it that way and understand our responsibility as people of faith to stand in the gap and to be the armor bearers of the democracy that has been so hard fought for by all of our ancestors. But go forward and go forward in faith. Go forward, because when we know we fight, we win.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so very much, Congresswoman Lucy Macbeth, right here on point with Wandalyn Stokes, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Thank you so much. Live well and win well. We appreciate you.
Thank God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a good day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.